This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with house musician Jonathan Colton and puzzle guru Art Chung, and we're coming to you from the Bob Carr Theater in Orlando, Florida. Let's meet our next two contestants. Rebecca Summerlott, you were a high school English teacher for 10 years?
Yes.
And I'm sure you saw it all, but were you yourself a good student?
I was.
You were a good student?
Yeah, but I didn't really know I was smart till I went to college. So I kind of got through high school, and then I went to college, and I was like, oh, all right, I can do stuff. This is awesome.
Jackie Drisgill, you used to be a high school English teacher as well.
I did.
Were you as good of a student as Rebecca?
I was maybe a better student in high school than I was in college.
Ah, yeah. Right,
you got. I did all right in college. I was great in high school.
Very good. Well, I don't know if you know this fact, but Orlando is the primordial soup from which many of the most successful boy bands have emerged. Mm-hmm. Backstreet Boys, O-Town, and of course, NSYNC. So, in recognition, Jonathan Colton has prepared a very special music game for us.
It is extremely special. We have rewritten NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. A lot of excitement out there. To be about famous fictional spies, or as I will sing it, spy, 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 spy. So buzz in when you know which spy I'm singing about, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. You ready?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go. A boat found me tonight. I got amnesia, but I sure can't fight. My identity's not right, and these guys want me dead. Rebecca.
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne is correct.
I know I'm just 11, but my skills are high. I take my notebook everywhere. I'm a YA spy. My parents are a bit checked out, but I have a nanny and she cares, no doubt. My friends hate me cause they don't know I am a preteen spy, spy, spy.
Jackie.
Harriet the Spy?
Harriet the Spy, you got it.
I had no idea Harriet the Spy had such a dark backstory.
Yeah, I didn't either. It sounds like she's got a lot of problems.
Yeah, no one likes her. Her parents are checked out.
Yeah.
Nanny's the only one.
It's a darker backstory than Jason Bourne.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Modern culture ate my back. Frozen in the 60s and I need a shag. Dr. Evil better say goodbye. I'm a bucktooth spy, spy, spy.
Rebecca.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, that's right.
I hang with Iron Man and Hawkeye and the Hulk Bruce Banner, defecting when I can from Russia to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Jackie.
Black Widow?
Yeah, you got it. You said that in a very dramatic way.
I was a little tentative.
It came across as confident but dramatic.
Yeah. I'm handsome in my tight t-shirt, all the ladies sigh. Big drinker, bigger narcissist, and a bumbling spy. Me and Lana have a child, working for my mother really gets me riled. I'm a satire of that James Bond guy, I'm a cartoon spy, spy, spy.
Jackie.
Archer.
Archer.
Wow.
Jackie, again with the drama. You're really making some good radio out there. Thank you.
In the CIA, I fret. The country sees a hero, but I see a threat. I'm bipolar and obsessed, no lie. Counter-terrorist spy, spy, spy.
Rebecca.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. I know what's happening.
I know the actress.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know the actress?
Who's the actress?
Claire Danes.
Uh-huh. Would you know the show?
She's on Homeland.
Uh-huh. Do you know the name of the character?
We will give it to you from Homeland. That's right. It's Carrie Matheson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid it's a tie.
Yeah.
Jackie and Rebecca shook hands. It is a tie, tie, tie.
Tie, tie.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Here's your tiebreaker question. What comedian starred as Susan Cooper in the Paul Feig comedy Spy? Jackie.
Melissa McCarthy.
That is correct. Congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.